I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are halfway to the weekend. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and you just heard the forecast. The weather's going to be incredible. I personally would like it to be a little cooler this time of year, but the humidity is down, and you really can't complain. The weather is just amazing, and it's going to be a great weekend for Halloween activities. It's going to be a great weekend for the Swifties in town for the Taylor Swift concert. A great weekend for doing anything, and I think into next week, it looks like the weather's going to be nice. So it should be a nice Halloween night for everybody who wants to go out Halloween night. But I'm telling you, this weekend is going to be totally insane in the Quarter and on Frenchman. This is the big Halloween weekend. The weekend before Halloween is always totally crazy because a lot of people do the big stuff the weekend before Halloween and not on Halloween night. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. I think there's a possibility that you and I are not going to agree on everything this afternoon, and I think that's okay. You know, this show, I think, is a great exercise in American freedom and freedom of speech. So we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. So the Pelicans play their first game today. I'm not sure that all the starters are going to be there, but the Pelicans play their first game today, and that's always exciting. And you know, let's anticipate a really, you know, great year for the Pelicans. You know, you never know how it's going to turn out, but let's anticipate a very positive year. And Swifties continue to come into town, and a lot of fans were at Champion Square earlier, where merchandise is on sale. And I mentioned in the crossover with Newell just a few minutes ago, Newell's going to be in Lafayette tomorrow, doing the show in Lafayette. And Swifties are coming into New Orleans. The Newellies are heading into Lafayette. And there's a whole area there where they're selling, T-shirts, Newellies for good government, Newellies vote. And so, you know, that's going to be an exciting time for Newell Norman. All right, so a lot to get to this afternoon. Also, I want to mention something about the Swifties. And I want to mention something about the popularity of Taylor Swift. I mention this because this is something that I realized, I think it was 1985. You know, even when I was doing music radio, I did comedy bits and I did a lot of stuff, and not everybody liked me. I mean, I was rated number one, but there were still people who thought I sucked. And that's just life. But at that moment, I realized Michael Jackson was on top and Bruce Springsteen was on top. And there were people who did not like Michael Jackson. There were people who did not like Bruce Springsteen. And so it occurred to me at that point in my career that you don't have to get everybody to like you to be really successful. In fact, if you actually try to do something to get everybody to like you, if I tried to get everybody to like you, like me, this show wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be as compelling as it is. So it's my goal to just be honest with my opinions. And I let you be honest with your opinions. But Taylor Swift is another example of this. There are people who hate Taylor Swift. They hate her. Many people hate her because of her politics. Some people hate her because they don't like her music. Some people just don't like people who get to be that popular. But because of her politics, there are people who hate Taylor Swift. But look how popular she is. So once again, you know, this reminds me, and it should remind you, you don't have to get everybody to like you to be hugely successful in whatever you do. And if you try to get everybody to like you, and it came up yesterday because a caller said something like, you know, Scoot, you know, a lot of your listeners, you know, a lot of people around here, they don't like you. Well, that's okay. I mean, we have good ratings. We have a tremendous audience. There are a lot of people who do like this show. And as I mentioned the other day, a woman came up to me at Walgreens, and this also happened before the last Saints game. You know, people say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We love what you're doing. And it's almost like they want to whisper it to me, like they come up, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Like what, you can't say that out loud? Anyway, I appreciate all of that. So we don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for everybody else. But I remind you that in your life, whatever any of you do for a living, not everybody likes you. Some people think you suck. Some people think your business sucks. Some people think that there are other businesses that do a better job than you. And that's why you don't have 100% of the market. Nobody has 100% of the market. So, you know, look at the popularity of Taylor Swift and look at the people who don't like her. And you're kind of reminded you just don't have to get everybody to like you to be really successful. By the way, the causeway southbound, the causeway is closed. An 18-wheeler crash. We'll let you know. It just reopened. Okay, so word is the causeway just reopened, but there was an 18-wheeler crash, and I think two things possibly happen when there's an 18-wheeler crash. Either the 18-wheeler driver was driving too fast, wasn't paying attention, and just had this big, giant rig and couldn't stop, couldn't slow down, couldn't stop. And if he had to in a hurry, then jackknife. That can happen. Or some stupid motorist just pulled in front of the trucker and forced the trucker to slow down in a hurry. And that's what caused the crash. So generally speaking, those are the two scenarios that take place. All right. So let's see. A lot to get to. When he was president, Donald Trump showed and has showed respect for Hitler. According to an article in The Atlantic, which is really top of the news right now, Donald Trump's former chief of staff, General John Kelly, said that Trump said he wished he had generals like Hitler. Now, how do you spin that? I guess you spin it by saying, well, John Kelly's wrong. Trump never said that about Hitler. Fox News has tried to spin it, but they never discredited John Kelly from saying it. Now, if you want to discredit John Kelly, then you could call the show or text the show and tell me what lies John Kelly has got caught telling. Give me a lie from John Kelly. Now, we know Donald Trump lies. We've talked about that on the show. Now, again, I know a lot of you are going to vote for Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean he tells the truth all the time. And when he lies, he tells some whoppers. So we know Donald Trump lies. So who do you believe here, John Kelly or Donald Trump? And how do you spin this? Donald Trump shows signs of being fascist. If you look up the definition of fascism, it fits. This authoritarian mentality, this idea that it's the government that runs things, and maybe religion sneaks into it, but it's only one religion or no religion. But in this case, it's Christian nationalism that is part of that mentality of the Trump inner circle. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I think is scary. And former President Barack Obama appealed to young voters on a podcast, and he said to young voters, why are you going to let old people decide the future of your country? You don't let old people tell you what music to listen to. You don't let old people tell you what clothes to wear. So why would you let old people decide how this country's going to go in the future by not voting? And the presumption is that the more young people who vote, the better chance of Kamala Harris winning the election. Although there are a lot of young people, a lot of Zoomers, a lot of millennials, a lot of Xers, a lot of younger generations are Trump supporters. So I still don't know how this election is going to turn out. And you don't either. The polls are close, and we're not even sure that the polls are totally and completely accurate. Scientists have discovered that if you are really into porn, like if you're really like seriously into porn and you consume it on a daily basis, that it can actually be harmful to your health to cold turkey. You can't just suddenly stop watching porn, according to these scientists. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Maybe a problem for some of you. Hey, if some of you are clinging to the idea that Donald Trump won the election in 2020, why don't you ask Rudy Giuliani whether or not you should continue with that idea? Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to turn over his $6 million penthouse apartment in New York and other assets to the Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who he damaged. He defamed them when he was trying to prove that Trump won the election. Rudy Giuliani was Donald Trump's attorney, and he went on promoting the lie that Trump won the election. And in the process, he defamed Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss. And I almost feel sorry for Rudy Giuliani because he's such a kind of almost a semi-hunchback nothing now. I mean, he went from being America's mayor after 9/11 to being a nothing and a sucker. And I don't know that Trump ever paid him. And now he's got to give up his $6 million apartment in New York. Can you imagine how Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss feel? Man, they're going to get the keys to this apartment in New York, a $6 million penthouse apartment. Man, they're going to have parties. I mean, they can bring friends up there, family. I mean, they own it. They could sell it if they want to. Now, Rudy Giuliani tried to sell it, and he couldn't get the price that he wanted, so it didn't sell. But they don't have to put anything down. They're just going to own this apartment. And there's a bunch of other stuff they're going to own, too. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But, man, if you're clinging to this idea that Trump won the election in 2020, you ask Rudy Giuliani whether or not you should continue down that path. Now, a judge has declared that a Navy veteran who is suing CNN for defamation did not act criminally or illegally. This is a big case against CNN, and we'll be talking about that. And Martha Stewart was on a podcast a TV show. He was on the ABC series. No, the ABC series is The Golden Bachelor. He was on that show with Andy Cohen. Watch What Happens. And it was Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, because they're kind of a loosely linked couple, if you will. Anyway, Cohen asked Martha Stewart if she would go on The Golden Bachelorette and be a bachelorette who would entertain the hearts and the pleas of older men. And she said no, because older guys aren't hot. So we'll talk about whether or not, you know, it's good to be with an older person or you need to be with somebody your age. And is there an age separation in your relationship? We will get into that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we're going to go to Ian with some of your early text messages. So a lot to get to this afternoon, and we're heading into Halloween weekend. I'm Scoot on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Why do politicians ever make reference to effing Hitler? I mean, why? You know, if Donald Trump is in a meeting at the White House and there are other people there, why would you say anything? Or if you're with other people, you know, outside of the White House, why would you ever make a comment, a positive comment about Hitler? You know, we've all had friends who turn into our enemies. Why would you think that everybody around you at that moment is going to be your friend forever? So Donald Trump fires John Kelly, General John Kelly, as his chief of staff, because General Kelly is not, you know, following the orders. Because the orders are against the law. It's against the rules of, you know, government of the United States. So he's not following all the rules. So he gets fired. So John Kelly has been very vocal about Donald Trump. And some of you might argue, well, he got fired, so he's just a disgruntled employee. You know, you can say that and believe that if you want. But John Kelly's a credible person. And Fox News never, as much as they were trying to get around it today, trying to get around this comment in the story in The Atlantic, that Donald Trump said, why can't he have generals like Hitler? Once again, showing respect for Hitler. I mean, what good did Hitler do? You know, that was a question asked on CNN. What's positive about Hitler? And instead of rounding up the Jews, if Donald Trump really admires Hitler, if he wants to be like Hitler, who would he round up? The Democrats? You know, he's referring to the Democrats as the enemy within. Not just domestic terrorists, but Democrats as the enemy within. So who would he round up? I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, scary stuff in my opinion. So I don't know, what's the spin on Donald Trump saying he'd like to have generals like Hitler? You know, If you're a good boss, you respect people who respectfully disagree with you, but basically tell you to do the right thing. And I don't know how many of you are in a position to reject something that your boss says. If your boss told you to do something that was illegal, would you do it? If your boss told you to do something that you knew you were not supposed to do, maybe something that was even against company policy. I mean, I've worked for bosses. I've never been involved in the decision process, but I have worked for bosses who have made mistakes in their decisions. They have actually gone against company policy. And I've worked for bosses that have actually borderline broken FCC regulations. Now, it hasn't been my job. They weren't, you know, directing me to do it. So I wasn't in a position to say, no, I'm not going to do that. But would you do something your boss told you to do if it was illegal? I mean, some of you are in a position to where you would have to because you need the job. So it's kind of scary. It's a tough situation. But John Kelly wouldn't do certain things, so he got fired. So Donald Trump apparently says he wants generals like Hitler. And Fox News is trying to say, well, this is politically planned. It's a political strategy. It's a political distraction. Well, of course it is. I mean, everything that happens now is politically based. Everything is politically motivated. And there's no doubt that John Kelly is politically motivated to say this about Donald Trump. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your early text messages.
Sal is listening today and he says, Scoot, just to show you how little Trump knows about history, Hitler's generals plotted to blow him up.
Well, you know, I don't know German history.
Three times, if
degree.
I recall.
But at some point, he had to find generals around him. I'm sure he got rid of those. At some point, he had to find generals around him who would do what he wanted them to do.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, oh, I do not like Rudy Giuliani, but I think the amount of money that those two people are getting is totally ridiculous. They wouldn't have made that money in their lifetime.
Well, I guess you could make that argument. I think they sued for $148 million. So I don't know. Look, it's a lot has to do with what you have. You know, if you defame somebody and you have a lot of money, you know, you're going to be asked to pay a lot of money because if you defame somebody, it should hurt you. You shouldn't be able to just, oh, I'll give them $1 million if you're like a multimillionaire. I mean, that's not fair. So it should hurt. In fact, Rudy Giuliani may even have to give up his Palm, I think it's a Palm Beach home in Florida, Palm Beach home in Florida. He may have to give that up too. But these two people in Georgia, they're getting the $6 million penthouse from Rudy Giuliani because Giuliani was so stupid that he went on this campaign and went to courts to try to prove Donald Trump was the winner of the 2020 election, and he wasn't. And in the process, he defamed two people, and now the guy's paying.
Here's a text that says, Trump is a raging narcissist who at this point has been untouchable. He can say and do whatever he wants, and 60 or 70 million people will still vote for him. I'm patiently waiting on people to call in and defend Hitler.
Well, you know, we give him the opportunity. I mean, what do you think is the spin on Donald Trump saying that he wants generals like Hitler? And he seems to have this intrinsic respect for dictators. I don't think that's a healthy thing for a president of the United States. I don't want the president of the United States to have a healthy respect for dictators because there's always the chance that somebody might try to become a dictator in the United States. I don't think it's going to happen, but they might try and it might get messy in the process of dethroning them.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I just heard you refer to that Atlantic article. I read it today, and it is chock full of horrendous comments from Trump. Lots that show utter disrespect for the military. Read it all. It's frightening.
Well, and just Donald Trump, look, if you're a veteran, I mean, how do you spin this? He called veterans suckers and losers, especially those who die. Donald Trump, the character of the man, got out of the draft. He was drafted. He got out of it with bone spurs, which was a known thing back in the 60s to use as a cop-out to get out of the military. Donald Trump escaped by cheating and getting out of the draft and not going to Vietnam. I would think that Donald Trump would have deep respect for veterans. But he calls them suckers and losers. And again, John McCain was a prisoner of war and said he didn't have respect for John McCain, essentially saying he didn't have respect for John McCain because John McCain got caught. And a real good soldier wouldn't have gotten caught. I guess Donald Trump knows a lot about being a good soldier.
Thank you for connecting the dots there, right? Just like we've been saying lately, you know, people say, oh, well, the suckers and losers things, that came from John Kelly. He told reporters that Trump said that at the cemetery. Okay, if you look at that in a vacuum and you don't trust John Kelly, then we're at the end of the road there. But if you zoom out and, again, connect the dots and look at what else Donald Trump has very publicly had to say about how he feels about veterans and wounded veterans in particular, yeah, it starts to paint a pretty clear picture. A couple more, got kind of a grab bag here. Here's a text that says, Barack Obama talking crap about old politicians, but didn't he support Biden up until a few weeks ago?
Well, yes, but he supports Biden because he believed in Biden. I don't know, maybe he's one of those Democrats who is going to vote for the Democrat, no matter who the Democrat is. But he does bring up a good point to young voters. Young voters, young people, they don't let old people tell them what to do. But Barack Obama says, if you don't vote, you're letting old people determine the future of this country. And that's a legitimate point. And it scares the hell out of a lot of people if a lot of young people vote. I don't know if young people are going to show up at the polls and vote. They generally don't. But at some point, young generations should get the message, if you vote, you can control things. And stop letting the voice just be the voice of the older people. Get out and vote.
Let's see. Here's a text. You spoke earlier about how if you have an addiction to watching porn, you shouldn't quit all at once. I guess that's bad for you. Here's a text that says, there we go. In the name of science, if my wife finds out that I have all these girlfriends and I have sex every day with them, I can't stop because the scientists say it's bad for me to go cold turkey. Good to know, Scoot.
Yeah, well, that's it's porn. I don't know if it connects to actually having affairs. I mean, it might. I mean, if you want to use that as an excuse, it's okay. But look, if you have a number of girlfriends and you're having sex every day with your girlfriends and you suddenly cold turkey and you start to have headaches and some of the things, some of the symptoms that result from cold turkey, according to these scientists, to go cold turkey with porn, your wife's going to notice that something's wrong with you. And what excuse are you going to give?
Here's a text that says, how can a public figure like Rudy Giuliani afford a New York penthouse and a Florida beach house?
Well, because he was a politician.
He was an attorney.
And politicians, I mean, politicians and attorneys make a lot of money. And so, you know, he might have bought that penthouse when it was, $800,000. You know, he might have bought it many, many years ago, and now he was trying to sell it for $6 million, or now it's valued at $6 million. He couldn't sell it. But these two women in Georgia get this $6 million penthouse in New York. You can get cheap airfare to New York, or you fly into Newark. You can get inexpensive airfare from Atlanta to New York. And, man, they could be flying up there all the time. They could fly up there on weekends and enjoy the penthouse. I mean, that's a good price for them. And they deserve something because of what Rudy Giuliani said in the name of Donald Trump winning the election. And so Rudy Giuliani learned the lesson the hard way.
I might also offer, anytime you have a public figure that has assets that it doesn't seem real clear how those are accounted for, it's crime. If they're committing crimes to get that money. For example, maybe Giuliani is selling access to Donald Trump to the Russians or the Ukrainians or whoever else was caught up in that deal. They're ill-gotten gains. That's my guess.
I mean, that's possible. But also, somebody like Giuliani could have bought that penthouse when it was $800,000.
He's always been a wealthy guy. And I'll leave you with this one. Hey, Pete Buttigieg was in Mobile yesterday getting that Amtrak train running again to New Orleans. Cool.
I saw that story on the news, and I got so excited. Because, I mean, think about this. It's just going to be so cool to be able to take the train over to Mobile. And Mobile back here, and you go through the Gulf Coast, so you can take the train to Gulfport, Biloxi. I'm sure there'll be a stop in like Ocean Springs, probably Pascagoula. You know, I remember as a kid taking the train from New Orleans to Gulfport to go visit our family friends and to hang out with them, and it was so awesome. And I have my brother and his family live in Mobile, so I'm going to be on that train all the time. And I love train travel. And if you've never done it, look for an opportunity to ride the train. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Walter. Walter, welcome to our show.
Good morning, or afternoon, actually.
Afternoon.
I'm kind of an amateur historian. I read a lot of history books. Hopefully, I try to get them from objective sources. I've got something to read to you here, something said by General George Patton when he was put in charge of European affairs after the close of the war. This was July the 21st, 1945. Could I read it?
Okay, so this was at the end of the war. This is at the end
right.
of the war.
Right, it's a short paragraph, yeah. Gentlemen, I have come this morning to the inexcusable conclusion that we have fought on the wrong side. This entire war, we should have fought with the fascists against the communists and not the other way around. I fear that perhaps in 50 years, America will pay a dear price and become a land of corruption and degenerate morals. He was killed 2 weeks later. His death was made to look like a Jeep accident.
Wow.
Since you're an
amateur historian, how do you interpret what General Patton said?
Simply the fact that what he saw when he was put in charge, so he had unrestricted access to the records, to the people, to everything that he needed to, you know, manage the situation over there objectively. He saw that the communists under Stalin and all of Stalin's generals who were in charge of all of his armies were Jews. And they had been given orders to kill as many Germans, men, women, and children, and rape as many women as possible. They were horrible to what they did to the German people. Stalin was planning to invade Eastern Europe, and Hitler knew it. That was the reason he invaded Russia, which was a really stupid thing on his part. He wasn't a very good soldier, actually, but he wanted to, you know, nip that situation in the bud by doing what Napoleon did and making the same mistake Napoleon made. But the reason that Hitler was so popular with his people was the fact that he saved their economy. They had the strongest economy in all of Europe during those years. And the people, though, hated what the Jews had done to Germany. That's something most people don't understand. The reason they got behind Hitler and tried to get the Jews out of Germany was the fact that they had taken over the entertainment industry and introduced lasciviousness and debauchery and nudity in the German entertainment industry, which was very offensive to these Lutheran Christians. They took over the newspapers, the magazines. They took over the monetary system. They were doing the same thing in Germany that they've done here in America. And so they put the Jews on planes, on trains, on buses, and boats. One of them even came to Ellis Island. I remember watching a movie about it. But nobody would take them because they knew what they would do in their own countries if they did. Okay, they had a very bad reputation for taking over a country and putting their own people in power.
Well, when you talk about the Jews like taking over entertainment, I mean, they didn't like, you know, take over by force entertainment. They worked their way into being dominant in that industry. I would also suggest that probably at the time there was a trend toward the acceptance of nudity, not just there, but around the world, also here in the United States, that it wasn't just a thing with the Jews in Germany. And even if they did that, they certainly didn't deserve their plight. They didn't deserve the Holocaust. And when you talk about appreciating Hitler for saving the economy, think about all the people who are voting for Donald Trump strictly because of the economy. So sometimes there's things that are more important than money. Walter, I really appreciate your comment. And if there's any conversation about, well, you know, we should have been fighting with the fascists against the communists. In 1945, communist and communism was a bigger threat than fascism to America. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I remind you that this song came out in the 60s. When the baby boomer generation was a young anti-establishment generation rebelling against the establishment. And this song reflected a general question from baby boomers back then. What the hell's going on? And it's sad that this song in 2024 is still pertinent today with the baby boomer generation and also with younger generations. when you look at this campaign, you can't help but think, what's going on? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, and you know, right now I'm kind of looking for America. I'm looking for the America that I used to know. I'm looking for the America that I grew up in. It's not here anymore. A man accused of repeatedly threatening to kill top election officials in Colorado and Arizona, as well as judges and federal law enforcement agents, is expected to plead guilty in federal court today. This guy's 45 years old from Cortez, Colorado. And he's been in jail since August 23rd, since his arrest. And he's scheduled now to appear in court for a change of plea hearing after previously pleading not guilty to one count of making interstate threats. His lawyer notified the court that this guy wanted to change his plea in federal court. Guilty is the only other option. You know, why? Why would you threaten to kill election officials and judges and federal law enforcement officers? What, because maybe the election might turn out the way you want? I mean, what a little moronic snowflake. Oh my God, the election may not turn out the way I want. I better start killing people. I mean, that's the mentality that some people have. And there are a lot of people who denounce that, but there are some people in this country who would never say it out loud, but deep in their hearts, they go, okay, kill them. Go ahead and kill them. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, this is a comment to the blog that I wrote that is still posted. It's still also trending on the WWL.com website. The title is, Why Are Trump's Pants on Fire? And it's about the most recent lie that Donald Trump has told. Not just a lie, but just one of those crazy fantasy land lies. This is a comment. This is a post from David Gilmer, and it's from Liz Cheney, August the 11th, 2020. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal. This is what Liz Cheney is saying about Kamala Harris. She's a radical liberal who wants to raise your taxes, take away your guns and your health insurance, explode the size of our federal government, and give it control over to every aspect and give it control over every aspect of our lives. She would recreate America in the image of what we're seeing in the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her that chance. Well, admittedly, Kamala Harris has changed, and she had to change because before she was even selected, when she was even running for president before, I said on this show that Kamala Harris is extremely liberal, too liberal to be president. Kamala Harris, I guess they figured, was the best choice. So she had to change. But I could also take comments from Donald Trump years ago and remind you that Donald Trump used to be a Democrat. Donald Trump is saying things today that he did not believe a few years back. So, look, admittedly, Kamala Harris has changed. And, you know, this is something that, you know, she has to reconcile and voters have to reconcile. And voters are just trying to figure out, I don't think who's going to be the best president, but who's going to be the least scary president? I think that's the choice here. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
A lot of reaction to Walter's call here. Folks not terribly a fan of what they heard. Here's one that says, all I can say is that was the most anti-Semitic diatribe I've heard in a while. Here's a text that said, where did it go? I'll step over here. This one. No. Scoot, enjoyed the conversation between you and the amateur historian. Both have great observations, but you both miss one continuity between now and then. Hitler also had something called the big lie. Here's a text that says, your caller was correct. The people of Germany voted for Hitler because they liked his policies. He won his first and only election fair and square. And then just like people fear Trump will do, Hitler filled the government with sycophants and abolished democracy in Germany after his election, making him Führer for life. And then he actually turned the country around. Germany was doing great under Hitler until he decided to invade Poland. And then literally everything went to hell in Germany and Europe.
Yeah. And this this caller brought up the idea that Patton was saying about how the Jews had taken over the entertainment industry in Germany. I mean, they didn't take it over with guns. It's not like they literally took it over. They became dominant in it because of their work ethic in a lot of ways. That's why they're still dominant in Hollywood. And I don't know why people have such resentment for the Jews, because, you know, they're not like taking over by force. They're taking over with hard work and commitment. And yes, they help each other. Well, maybe we should all do a better job of helping each other.
I'll leave you with this one. After Germany surrendered, Patton interred German units intact because he wanted to incorporate them into the Allied forces and beat the Soviets once we were already there. The caller is full of poo. He's obviously an anti-Semite. Hatred against the Jews was part of Hitler's plan. He spelled it out in Mein Kampf in the late 1920s. It was purely racial hatred.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can show any support for Hitler whatsoever and get away with it. It's stupid. And you don't even say this to people who are your chief of staff or people who are around you at the time. Even if it's not a public announcement, you don't say you wish you had more generals like Hitler. That cannot come out of your mind. And if that comes out of your mind, it reflects what really truly lives in your heart. All right, you got a comment. The Okunar Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Don't you think it's really interesting that a woman walking her dog was trampled to death by a cow? Donald Trump's favorite animal. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you're enjoying a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're halfway to the weekend, halfway to Taylor Swift, and halfway to a big Halloween celebration this weekend. And we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, the lead singer of the band Dead or Alive, Peter Burns, died on this day in 2016, had a heart attack at the age of 57. This was their big 1985 hit. The guy said that he estimated that he had 300 plastic surgeries in his lifetime. Wow. And the guy still didn't look that great. All right, the Scoot on the Air news briefs coming up right after the news at 2 o'clock, and we'll tell you more about this this person who was trampled by an aggressive farm animal that is Donald Trump's favorite farm animal. Any connection? We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.